So since Sunday, how many of you have been nursing new thoughts? Thank you. How many of you have been actively nursing new things? Like brainstorming new things. Is that why you are late today? You are nursing new things. Awesome thoughts, God glorifying ambition. I have told you, your mind is the beginning. Your mind is the beginning of the whole thing. God wants, tell your neighbor, say, God needs your mind. Face somebody, say, God needs your mind. Isaiah chapter 29. Open your Bible, everybody, don't be distracted. Isaiah 29. That is honoring God with your thoughts, part 2. Honoring God with your thoughts. That's the title, part 2. Oh, Isaiah 29, verse 13. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as these people draw near with me with their mouth, and with their lips do they honor me, but they have removed their heart far from me, and their mind and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. Good news, Bible says, the Lord said, these people claim to worship me, but their words are meaningless. Their heart are somewhere else. Their religion is nothing but human rules and traditions which they have simply memorized. That's serious. See, God wants your mind. Your mind must be on the things of God, on the things of the Spirit. There are some things you won't see in operation in your life until you become an addict of it. You must be addicted to the things of the Spirit. I have not seen any man that becomes an awesome miracle worker by accident. I have not seen one that becomes, you must be an addict of it. Go and look at all your God's general. Everybody left something for the ministry. Everybody. It's not the leaving something that made it work. It's the concentration. Their minds was just filled with it. Amen. I usually help some people. There's a guy that told me, he said, God wants him to, God told him to leave his job. Why? He said for the ministry. He said, God told him to stop working. Come. I say, if you, by the time you stop working and you are still not doing the things God wants you to do, the next verse you hear is that God told you to leave your family. When after you left your family and you still refuse to do what God wants you to do, the next one you hear is that stop wearing clothes. Why? It's not the living work. That is not the point. 89%, I can say this before anybody. 89% of people that told them, say, God told me to live somewhere, is because in the previous location, they refused to listen. So when you don't, and of course, God, you know what is at stake? When you refuse to listen in your convenience, amen? Then yes, around you, they will raise the bar. They will shift it up. That's why at times, you know that nobody needs any fasting and prayer to get any prayers answered. But God will actually prescribe fasting to some people so that the unbelief in their heart can die. Amen? So learn to listen to God, even in your convenience. Learn it. Keep your minds filled with these things right now. That's why there are people who are hearing terrible voices that leave your family, go to a mountain for 50 days, is because with the family, you are refusing to hear. Some people will go to the mountain, they will still refuse to hear. And everything will just be meaningless. Hope you are getting me. That it's not the physical living that will make it work. It's you are living here to put your mind on something. So if you leave that place and you still refuse to put your mind on what God wants you to put it on, you will still come back the same. And anywhere. You just choose to do what God says. It will be well. It's not that attachment between Abraham and Lot that made it even after Abraham left Lot. Is it the next day that he gave back to Isaac? Huh? After he left his Genesis chapter 12, his father's land, is it immediately left he conceived and Isaac came? No. He left. Still, he's thinking. He has not left in his thinking. Later, leave Lot. He left Lot. Still, nothing changed. Praise God. So to tell you that it's not all those things. Don't my God say, God told me that I must not marry, or else I will not fool you. I say, see your life. Can you take him married? Amen. Praise God. One of our most anointed man of God in Nigeria, Reverend W.F. Amen. Let me leave the rest of the story. So what is your own? What is your own holiness? I say, God told me that. The same way Paul said, so I can focus on the things of God. You're not serious. Maybe you have a bad marriage, bad character. Maybe one day we'll come to the other thing. Maybe you have a bad character that you cannot live with people. You're not saying, God told me, I just stay like this. It's a lie. You're a liar. Our big reverend asked, something. The wife went to be with the Lord. God told him, pick another, find another damsel. You are new. And guess what? I know people can dig into the story. They actually said that as old as that woman was, that she was untouched. Amen, amen. Praise God for the man of God. Sorry, you heard it for me. Amen, amen. Good things are good. So don't attach your own spirituality. What God wants you to do, do it now. Do it now. Some people are hearing, don't go to school. It's because you will not go to the school. You will still not listen to the voice of God. Some people went to the campus and they are fulfilling purpose there. Praise God. So keep your mind filled with the things of God. Don't allow things that are lawful every day to take your mind from your priority. My wife knew how at times she can be calling me, you can be on phone for hours, yet I'm talking to her, I'm talking in tongues. Of course, it's not too good at times anyway, praise God. But it must be clear what your priority is. It must just be clear to you. Not really to others, to you. If you must be able to ask yourself, this today now, what has been my priority? And you tell yourself the truth. I've been serious with things of God. In my mind, in my thinking, in my speaking, in my appreciation. Amen, amen. Philippians 2 verse 5. Maybe that will help somebody. Maybe somebody is about to leave. Maybe it's boo. Say, God has called me. Philippians 2 verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you. The word mind there is from a Greek word that means let this thinking, let this understanding. It means to interest oneself in something. Let this understanding, let this thinking be in you. So fill your mind with these things. See, at salvation, God has given you a new thinking pattern. Luke 24:47. I'm trying to shorten things. Luke 24, verse 47. At salvation, you already have a new thinking pattern. Nurse it. Exercise it. Nurse it. Luke 24, verse 47. and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. What is the meaning of repentance? A change of mind. Metanoia, right? A change of mind, a change of thinking pattern. When you became born again, the first thing that, because your spirit is totally regenerated, eternally translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God, but your mind, something must happen to it. From that day, you must start thinking differently. Your thinking must be different. Praise God. A change of mind. A change of mind. Day and night, you have something about the kingdom of God to exercise your mind with. An hour must not pass you by without you thinking about ministry. You must not have special time for healing the sick. Somebody that is deficient in the knowledge of God's word must be able to hook you up anytime and you just download for him. Amen, amen. Praise God. At your place of word, even your mind must be on the faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Don't get tired, don't get tired. The pastor, you open, the pastor, you go. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I will read verse 9, you will take verse 10. But as it's written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10, yes. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Let me read verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but by the Spirit of God. 12, yes. Now, we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. Hallelujah. 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Verse 14. But natural man, not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because but he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. 16. Want to go? Yes. Again, 16. For who hath known the mind of God that he may instruct him? But we have. Say, I have the mind of Christ. Say, I have the thinking of the anointed one. Say, I exercise my mind daily in line with what Jesus has done. Say, I don't have an idle moment. I'm always strong on my faith. Amen, amen. Romans chapter 8. Romans 8. I just need to deal with something here and we go. Romans 8 verse 1. Be fast, be fast, be fast. Oh, the communication of your faith is effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing in you. Romans 8 verse 1. Are you there, somebody? There is therefore now no what? Condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, please, I want to break something down in this chapter for you. Are you ready? Now, it's actually a dichotomy between a believer and an unbeliever. Life in the flesh, life in the Spirit. You will see it as we progress. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 2, verse 3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hey, okay. See verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Now, wait. So, who are the people that mind the things of the flesh? The people who have not received Jesus. Who are the people that mind the things of the Spirit? The same people who have the mind of Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, right? Are you with me? Who are the people that have the... He's not talking here really about conduct, really. No, he's talking about your makeup. You are made up to walk in the Spirit. I'm going to Galatians 5 very soon. So, verse 5 again. For they that are after the flesh do what? Mind the things. Let me read a Good News translation for you. Say, those who live as their human nation tells them to. Have their minds controlled by what human nations wants. Those who live as the Spirit tells them to, have their minds controlled by what the Spirit wants. Let me read CEV translation. People who are ruled by their desires think only of themselves. People who are ruled by their desires, they think only about themselves. So everyone who is ruled by the Holy Ghost thinks about spiritual things. So it's actually talking about nature. I will explain right now. But you must ensure that you are not exhibiting the wrong stuff. This is very key. A lot of people, when they are trying to explain Romans chapter 8, they get hooked in this verse, verse 5, verse 13, verse 9. I will show you right now. Go to Galatians 5. Be fast, be fast. It's your Bible. Open it. Galatians 5, verse 18. Amen, amen. Galatians 5, 18. But if you are led by the what? Spirit. You are not under the... Now, see verse 19. Now the works of the what? Are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy. 21. Envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I also told you in time past, that they which do such thing. Now, wait, oh, they which what? Do, Abby, exercise such thing. But what is the next verse? Shall not what? Inherit. Ah. Those two words, they are like this. Do and inherit. Because do such thing, we should look like you, these people will not enter the kingdom of God because of the things they are doing. But you now use the word inherit. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, right? Okay, so if he had used the word like, they that do such things shall not end the kingdom of God, then we know it's because of what they have done. But use the word inherit. Guess what? What is an inheritance? Something you don't work for. Something a father gives to a son by the reason of parentage. Amen? So, those things you saw there are the characteristics or they are the supposed characteristics of the people that did not inherit the kingdom of God. Do people inherit the kingdom of God? John 3:3. Except a man be born again, he cannot what? Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot what? Inherit, enter the kingdom of God. So when a man is born again, he what? He enters. He will not wait. He will not wait rapture. At that point, are you following me? I'm fast. But at that point, he enters. So Galatians 5, from those things you are seeing, is talking about the conduct, about the characteristics, futures of people that will not inherit. Although these people, you may see them loving. You may see them being kind at times. You may, of course, I know our own love is different, but you can see them doing some good stuff. You understand? You can even see them forgive. But as far as God is concerned, this is how people will know them. These are the things they do. That means, okay, let's see the other part. Verse 22. So everything he's talking about is nature. Is nature. 22 now says, but the fruit of the what? Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Now, this is a nature palabra. But you must take care not to bear another man's fruit. Amen. Amen. Ah. Okay. Every Brazilian footballer wears, what's their jersey? Yellow and what? You don't know it? Okay, let's use clubs we know. Hallelujah. Man, you. Amen.
So Brazilian, what they wear? Yellow, right? And blue and green. Blue or green? Huh? Ah, okay, we're gonna check out. Okay, say blue. Okay, let's say yellow. that one is universal. Okay, let's say yellow. So, okay, that means on the pitch, if we see a man wearing blue, very yellow, he should be a Brazilian footballer, right? What if by mistake the referee now came to the football pitch too, wearing yellow, and he is confusing the footballers? Is he a Brazilian? No. But does he have how we identify Brazilians? Yes. So what will we tell the man? Oh, guy, you don't belong here. Go inside, go and wear your black, and come back. Amen. So when you see a Christian born again exhibiting any of these bad fruits, what will you tell him? Oh, guy, this is not who you are. Go inside, go and change your clothes, and come out. Praise God. Praise God! Amen, amen. Now, this is how my wife, how you are trying to frustrate my wife when she was preaching. Two Sundays ago, she was doing normal prayer, and you refuse to say amen. And you want her to do, amen, amen. Okay, so you might bear a logo of a wrong club, but it's now the function of the ministry gift to direct you to where you truly belong. Oga, you are exhibiting a wrong fruit. This jersey is not yours. Go and drop it. Praise God. So that is why you now say in Galatians 2, verse 23, is it 23 now? 24, 25. Want to go, everybody? Yes. And they that are Christ have what? Crucified the flesh with the what? That is saying, as far as God is concerned, a referee cannot be a Brazilian. I mean, sorry, you get what I'm saying? Cannot be a Brazilian footballer at that time. As far as God is concerned, you have crucified that flesh and that lust. 25. Now, see the duty of your church, of your pastor, of your cell leader. 25, want to go? If we live in the spirit, let us also what? So what's that? That's the change of jersey. Since you live there is not living. Since you exist in the spirit, since you are alive after the spirit, it is now time for you to walk according to the what? Dictates of your own nature. What is your own nature? Love, peace, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, goodness, faith, patience. Is that clear, everybody? So, back to Romans chapter 8. Don't worry, 10 minutes, I will be done. Verse 6 now. My God, this is where I'm now going. Everybody, are you opening your Bible? Romans 6, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is what? Life. So, who are the people that are carnally minded? People who have not believed the gospel. So, how can a man remain carnally minded? By rejecting the gospel of Christ. Okay, are you getting me? By rejecting the gospel of Christ. So, how can a man, Statola, how can a man become spiritually minded? Simple. By becoming born again. By believing the gospel. But in practice, you must also keep your mind filled with that gospel. That's where I'm going. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 and 2. You become spiritually minded by believing the gospel of Christ. Definite, certain. You can never outgrow that. But you must not forget who you are. That is why we now come to church. So, you see the way I'm shouting on you every day now? Like, if you don't listen to me, like, you're not going to make heaven. Something like that. Of course not. But for that, your faith will be effectual. I said 1 Corinthians 15, 1 and 2, right? Let me read verse 1, you read verse 2. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which you also have received, and wherein you stand. Verse 2, by which you are saved, if you keep in what? Memory. What I preach unto you, unless you have... See what he's saying? He's not saying if you don't keep thinking of salvation, that you will lose your salvation. No. He's saying a man that is saved keeps what saved him in his memory. Simple. That is why he now told them later in verse 33, awake to righteousness and sin not. Some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. So he's simply admonishing them that, hey, guys, everyone that has believed this gospel keeps the details of the gospel in his memory. Everyone. Because the issue there was that some of them, they were actually saying that the resurrection was, you know, they were saying that there is no resurrection of the dead. Say, hey, and you say you are saved by this gospel? Praise God. So, to be carnally minded, back to Romans 8 verse 6. To be carnally minded is death. Let me read CEV translation, Romans 8 verse 6. If our mind are ruled by our desires, we will die. It's not talking to you. But if our minds are ruled by the Spirit, we will have life and peace. So is the man that is not born again that is carnally minded. It is the man that is what? Not born again, that is by default, is what? Carnally minded. But you too, you must not allow carnality to rule your mind. You understand? That means you too, you are a Nigerian. Don't wear Brazilians. Yes. Praise God. Of course, or even if you wear it, it doesn't make you a Brazilian. But you will give others a wrong impression of yourself. The communication of your faith will not be effectual. These things are profitable unto men. So we are careful to maintain good works. Let me show you. So, I said, don't borrow their thinking pattern. It is a man that is born, that is not born again, that thinks about himself all day, that thinks about his own desire. My sleep, my food, my this. Don't borrow their thinking pattern. Verse 7, Romans 8, verse 7. Look at your Bible, everybody. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is what? Enmity against God. Are you with your Bible? For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. Verse 8. So they that are in the flesh cannot please. Can you see this definite? Cannot. If you compare that with Hebrews 11, verse 7, who are the people that cannot please God? By faith. Remember? Without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. So, this one is saying, so they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So, they that are in the flesh are people without what? Faith, right? That means people that have not believed the gospel. Definite. Verse 9. But you are not, can you see? Hello, your Bibles, are you there? Verse 9. But you are not, is that clear right now? Verse 9, you are where? Not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Hallelujah. Say, I have the Spirit of God. Say, I have the Holy Ghost. Say, I am not in the flesh. Say, I can never be in the flesh. Say, I live in the Spirit. So I choose to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Verse 9 again, everybody wants to go. But we are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is... Verse 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of... That is definite. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 11, want to go loudly, yes. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by a Spirit that dwells. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 12. Please read verse 12 to your neighbor, to somebody. Look at somebody and read verse 12. One, two, go, everybody. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. Amen, amen. Read to another person. Read to another person. One, two, go, verse 12. Yes. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. See after me. Say, I have been programmed by God to walk in the spirit. Say, my thinking pattern is spirit controlled. Say, I don't exercise my mind in trash. Are you with me? So he said we are debtors. It doesn't mean we are owing God. He's simply saying a responsibility is placed on you to walk in the spirit. Why? Because you're already living in the spirit. It's already like you're already a Nigerian. Just wear the jersey. Praise God. Stop wearing Cameroon jersey. They are not going to walk up. Oh, are they going? Are they going? I don't think so. All right, thank God, my church, they are ignorant. Amen. Romans 8. Now this is the real one, verse 13. This is where people fight over. Are we there? Now, because verse 12 says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors. So verse 13 looks like that. Now, let's read verse 13 together. Want to go? Yes. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body. Amen, amen. You know the confusion that is here. That's why those Greek studies, very good. Verse 13 is the same generalization. The same way verse 8 and verse 14 puts it. Everybody, read verse 8 yourself. Just read verse 8. No, it was not particular. It was just a day, right? Look at verse 14. Verse 14. Just read it yourself. You know, it peaked like a general, like the subject was as many. They, right? And one, the people. Are you with me? Now, see this verse 13. This is the issue. Now, in your mind, you know, he said, for if you live, that you live. Hello, are you with me? Look at the Bible. If you are using KJV, don't look at me. That you live in the Greek is just one Greek word. It's only live that is there. That you is not there. Are you with me? Are you with me? Hello? So if, number one, you live after the flesh. So that you live, number one, that ye is not there. It's only that live that is there. After the flesh, you shall, that you shall again. The ye is not there. It's only the shall that is there. Okay, you shall die. But if you through the spirit, funny enough, all the you through the spirit, the only thing that is there in the Greek is just spirit. There's no you there. The next thing he puts is that what? Do modify the deeds of the body, you shall live. You know, if you don't have KJV, it will be good for you to follow me. Praise God. How many of you have KJV? Are you getting what I'm saying? Okay, you're not getting me now. Just let me see your hand. Let me see your hand so I can go back again. Let me just go over it again. See what I'm saying? The whole of you live in the Greek is only live that is there. The next one you see, the whole of you through the spirit and the whole of you shall, the only thing there is shall. The whole of you through the spirit, the only thing there in the Greek is spirit. The whole of, what's the last one? You shall live. The only thing there is live. So, all those ye, they were not the intention of the writer. So, write this down. This is how it should have sounded in proper construction. It's like, as many as live, write it down. You now analyze it later. As many as live after the flesh shall die. And as many who by the Spirit, let me say again, as many as live after the flesh shall die. And as many who by the Spirit put to death the deeds of the body shall live. Let me read that one again to you. As many as live after the flesh shall die, and as many who by the Spirit put to death the deeds of the body shall live. You know, the word do mortify means to put it to death. Amen? Praise God. So, you can see that the focus is not on the brethren he was talking about in verse 12. He was simply saying the same thing he was saying all along. Amen, amen. That if any man, the people that gives their attention to the things of the flesh, they will die. Who are the people that will die? The people that reject the gospel, not you. It's not saying if a Christian gives his mind right now to the things that are not Christian, that he will just die. No, that's not what he's saying. Are you with me? Praise God. Say, but if you through how now he didn't say if you through the Spirit start mortifying. If it's mortifying, then we know this is a conduct thing. It's mortify, it is once. Amen. How can a man mortify the deeds of the body? By believing in the gospel. Romans 6. Let's open that as I close. Romans 6. Just read from verse, you know, I just love that place. Read from verse 19. As loud as you can. Shout. Romans 6 from verse 19. 1, 2, go. Yes, sirs. Yes. 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 For the end of those things is what? Now, next verse. But now, being made free, servant to God, you have your fruit unto, and your end what? Next verse. For the wages of sin is but the gift of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that death. So how do you put to death the deeds of the body? Believe the gospel. That is why he said in verse 1 and 2, shall we continue in sin? Not sins, not in sinning. That grace may abound, God forbid. What was the answer in verse 2? How shall we that are dead to? Read it now. If you don't just curse me if you don't know it. How shall we that are what? Dead to sin, live therein in it. Put to death the deeds of the body. You mortify the deeds of the body. Praise God. So, verse 19 is not saying a believer will die if he's not walking in the spirit. He was referring to those who are not born again. Verse 14, everybody, 1, 2, go. Romans 8, verse 14, yes. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are. Hallelujah. Say, I'm born of the Spirit. So you must keep your mind always, sir, please play keyboard for me, on the things that are of the Spirit. You must keep your mind always on these things. And what are the things of the Spirit? John 16, don't get tired, verse 12. John 16, verse 12. What are the things of the Spirit? What are the things that are of the Spirit? What are the things that I must keep my mind on day and night? John 16, verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. And he will show you things to come. Verse 14, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. Verse 15, want to go? All things that are mine, sorry. Therefore said I, he shall take of mine. So what are the things of the Spirit? Things that glorify Jesus. Amen, amen. So what are the things to fill your mind with every day? Things that give glory to Christ. The gift of the Spirit. Gift of healings. Workings of miracles. Preaching the word. This is how our faith becomes effective. Say, I'm not carnally minded. Say, I'm spiritually minded. Say, I am not carnally minded. Say, I honor God with my thoughts. Say, I honor God with my thinking. Say, this is my resolution. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, this is my resolution. I honor God with my thinking. Say, I don't dishonor God with the way I think, with the things I think about. I told the ministers on Sunday, I said, when you don't allow God in your thinking, you deny him of using you. He cannot use you if you are not thinking about the things of Christ. He cannot. He cannot use you if you are not filling your mind with the things of Christ. He cannot. Not that he doesn't want to. It's just impossible. Like I told you, I said the mind of man is like a production line, like an assembly line. The power of God is always available. But it starts with your thinking. Put the right thinking there and the power of God. We move your right thinking to right speaking. And the right speaking will now reshape your experiences. Trust me, brethren, if you want to have nice experiences in life, who's right thinking there? Think about the things of God. Get the pattern of the messages if you can. Think about the things of God. Think about the things of the Spirit. Think about good things. Think about good things. Think about health. When last you think about healing a man with HIV? I asked you on Sunday. When last you think about preaching to your boss at work? When last you think about raising a limb up just like that? When last you think about it? Don't expect it to happen if you are not filling your mind with it. Think about it. Then you speak about it. And you will see it in your experience. Think about it. Fill your mind with it. There are realities. The things of Christ. Healing the sick. Think about it. Picking a madman. Getting him healed. Think about it. Having an awesome family. Think about it. Don't fill your mind with trash. Stop reading gossips. If you are subscribed to all those gossip channels on your Facebook, go and unfollow them. They're not healthy for you. Don't keep trash in your mind. You must know how to use the things of this world, but not to abuse it. God gave us all good things richly to enjoy, but we must not abuse it. Going to a seminar, a cinema, it's not wrong. But will you not keep your mind on that all week? No. Thinking about a nice man to marry is not wrong. But when you not become obsessed with dear future boo, dear future boo, dear future boo, what are you doing to yourself? Keep your mind on the right things, on the good things, anything you want to see in your life. Think actively about it. Keep your mind on it. As you are praying, your mind must not be empty. As you are praying tongues, your mind is on something. Your mind is on what you want to see. Think about what you want to see. Think about goodness. Think about deliverance. Think about safety. Think about bringing many men to the light of the gospel of Christ. Think about teaching the world to 1,000 people at once. Think about standing where we have all the top men of God in Nigeria and teaching them the gospel of Christ. Think about it. Hallelujah. Those are the things I think about. The day I will meet this man, maybe in the plane. The day I will meet this man somewhere and we jam ourselves with the gospel. Oh, oh, oh. My mind is filled with the things of Christ. Oh, my mind is filled with what you have done. I keep my mind filled with the things of God. My mind is filled with good things, with awesome things. I don't think about trash. I honor God in my thinking. I think about ministry. I am particular about it. I put the right things there. I am not carnally minded. I am spiritually minded. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. I'm still speaking, but pack your offering. I take the offering, please. Keep your mind on it. Like God will still want him to speak to one or two people like that. Keep your mind on this. Your greatness is just easier. Fill your mind with what you want to see in your Christian life. Fill your mind with what you want to see. Fill it up. Fill it up. Fill your mind up with goodness. Fill your mind up with the things you want to see. Fill your mind up with the things of God. Fill your mind up. Fill your mind up with signs and wonders. Hallelujah. With signs and wonders, fill your mind up. Think about it. Pray on this. Speak it. It will be your experience. Amen, amen. Praise God. Okay, thank you. Stop recording. Bible seminar on Saturday. Thanks for coming today.